Papers, serial in 6 episodes by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Episode 5. 6 months ago, Caroline went out to Spain as a war correspondent, so the Argus is always on the breakfast table at Crown House.
Well, anyway, with only 2 weeks to go before the coronation, Her Majesty's going to need all the help I can give her.
Quite.
She and the King are determined that the princesses should be there. It'll be a long day, especially for Margaret Rose. But still, it... William?
Yes, my dear?
What's so interesting in the paper?
The most interesting thing about the Argus is that there is still no mention of Caro. Do you realise it's over a month since they printed one of her bulletins?
I know. Perhaps she's having trouble getting her reports through.
Then why? From our correspondent in Madrid, Geoffrey Baines.
I'll ring the Argus. They're bound to have news of her.
Good idea.
Good morning, Frida. Would you be kind enough to connect me with City 5151? Thank you.
Don't let them know we haven't heard from her.
Oh, darling, do credit me with a little sense.
I beg your pardon.
Good morning. The foreign desk, please. Oh, hello, this is Lady Minster speaking. I wonder if you can help me. You see, I want to forward some letters to my daughter. Yes, Caroline Gaunt. The city girl keeps sending us messages scribbled on postcards, but we have no address for her, so... What? Oh, I see. What? No, of course. I do understand. Goodbye.
What is it?
William, promise you won't upset yourself.
Please, just tell me.
Well, apparently the Argus let her go. Weeks ago.
What?
They said her reports were too extreme for the editor's tastes.
But where is she now?
They've no idea. They don't know where she is or what she's doing.
Sounds like Franco's getting closer.
They say there's a lot of fighting at Jarama.
Have you got enough sheet to tuck in your side?
Just about. I'll soon be doing hospital corners in my sleep.
Not so much gab, you two. This ward's got to be ready fast.
Yes, matron.
Sorry, matron.
Just move it, huh? They're bringing in some more casualties.
Jeez, how much longer can the brigade hold out?
The phalangists have got a whole army of trained men out there. Our lot are well-meaning amateurs.
You're very bitter, aren't you?
Shouldn't I be? When I first came out here as a journalist, I used to send back cables every day trying to make people at home understand what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And my newspaper didn't want to know. They told me to stop writing communist propaganda.
Is that why you quit?
I didn't quit. I rang the editor and told him what I thought of him, so he fired me.
But you stayed out here, anyhow.
I was fed up with doing nothing. I felt so helpless. I tried to get through to the front line, but they turned me back. When I got to Villa Paz, I heard about this American hospital for the International Brigade. So I thought I might make myself useful.
Is this bed ready?
Yes, matron. Shall we lift him off the trolley?
No, he's going straight into the operating theater.
But he's a civilian.
What do you want me to do, turn him away? He's an American journalist, and he needs treatment right now, whoever he is.
I know who he is. I used to know him. In England, a long time ago. What happened to him?
A mortar exploded. He was hit in the face by some shrapnel. They gave him some painkillers. He's still pretty woozy.
Is he going to be all right?
With luck, he'll pull through. But the sooner we get him into the operating theater, the better.
What's going on? Where's my typewriter? I can't find...
It's all right, Scott. Don't try to move. Lie still.
Gotta finish the article.
Don't you worry yourself about that. You're safe now. You're in hospital.
God, I can't see. I can't see properly.
We've given you a pre-med. You're going to have an operation. Then you'll be okay.
I don't understand. Where
You're
am
in
I?
The American hospital at Villa Paz. Can I stay with him for a while?
Sure. See if you can persuade him to get some sleep.
I gotta finish the story.
We'll see about that later. You must rest now. Don't talk anymore. Oh, try to rest, Scott.
Nicholas, come and talk to me. I'm sick and tired of my own company. Where has everyone gone?
Mama's in London.
She's trying to get some friend of hers at the Foreign Office to find out what's happened to Caro.
Oh, fuss, fuss, fuss. Why can't they leave the poor girl in peace?
We're all very concerned about her, Grandmama.
Nobody's very concerned about me. They wheel me out here and then leave me high and dry. Where's William? Why doesn't my son come and talk to me?
I've been looking for him myself. I want him to sample this.
What have you got there?
A piece of cheese made in our own dairy. It's Ken Stubbs's idea.
Who is Ken Stubbs?
The new estate manager. He's full of bright ideas. I want Pa to give me his opinion of it.
I'll give you my opinion. Let me have a taste.
There you are. Well, what do you think?
Too mild. You should try a blue cheese, something with some bite to it. But I dare say it'll please the others. People today have no palate. And where is Polly, I'd like to know? Every time I ask her, tell me she's gone into Medford again.
Well, so she has. She's busy with estate agents and builders and decorators. She's taken the lease on a little office.
What does she want an office for?
No idea. But I understand she's interviewing secretaries. She's going into business.
But what sort of business?
She didn't say, and I didn't ask.
That girl is up to something. You mark my words.
Well, she's made up her mind what she wants to do, and she's not going to let anything stand in her way. It's all right for some people, I suppose.
You still miss the Navy, do you?
Well, let's say I don't think I was cut out to be a gentleman farmer. I've got salt water in my veins, and I get restless when I've been ashore too long. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking too much again.
And what does Jenny have to say about all this?
I haven't discussed it with Jenny. She's always too busy looking after Polly's children.
Surely you talk things over with your wife.
Not really. We don't seem to have the time to talk to each other these days.
Hey, give me a hand, will you? Mm-hmm. I gotta fold all these sheets and put them in the linen cupboard.
Right.
You know, there's some kind of party on in the village tomorrow. Dancing, bonfires, plenty of booze. Most of the girls are going. How about you?
I don't think I'll bother.
Well, it's got to be better than staying here all the time. Why don't you tag along?
I'll see how I feel.
You're still worrying about that friend of yours. What's his name?
Scott Hansen.
Hmm.
Well, yes. I'd like to be here when he comes around after the op. Just to make sure he's all right.
You're kind of stuck on him, aren't you?
Don't be silly. It's nothing like that. There. That's the last of the sheets.
Miss Gaunt, I was looking for you. This is Mr. Darrell from London.
How do you do?
He's here to ask a few questions. All right, nurse, you can take a break now.
Yes, matron.
I'm here on a tour of inspection as a member of the Commission of Inquiry for the British Communist Party.
Oh, yes?
Quite frankly, I don't understand why this hospital needs such a large permanent staff. Surely it would be more efficient to divide them into small groups and send nurses into the battle zone.
We don't have enough supplies for that, sir. It makes more sense to keep the hospital fully equipped to deal with emergencies.
Well, I suppose that's up to the American authorities. But what really concerns me is that you have a British auxiliary working here as well.
I just explained to Mr. Darrell how you came...
I'm told your name is Gaunt. Where do you come from?
From London. I came to Spain with a party of recruits for the brigade, and I volunteered to help at the hospital.
Did you obtain permission from headquarters in Barcelona?
Well, no, but I just...
Show me your passport, please.
Certainly. Here you are.
Lady Caroline Gaunt. Very impressive, I must say. I notice you entered Spain in January. Surely you haven't been working at this hospital ever since then.
No. I spent some time in another...
Hello, what's this? A press pass? The Daily Argus? Well, well. Oh, of course, you wouldn't know about the Argus, matron. It's one of England's most reactionary right-wing newspapers. They do all they can to discredit the work of the brigade.
That's why I left the Argus and volunteered to come here to...
So you say. I'm sorry, matron. This young woman can't be allowed to go on working here. She's a member of the British aristocracy and a paid informer of the capitalist press. I'm taking her with me to the Karl Marx barracks in Barcelona for questioning.
For goodness sake, sit down, William. You're like a cat on hot bricks.
Oh, I did all the planting in the kitchen garden, and now look at it.
Cheer up. A drop of rain will work wonders.
A drop of rain? Look at the drive. There's at least an inch.
A day or two's rest from the garden is just what you need.
It's a good thing Nick doesn't take that attitude with the farm.
A rest from the farm would do Nicholas good as well. That man Stubbs can run things perfectly well. What's the point of employing an estate manager if you don't make use of him?
Excuse me, Mama, I'm going out. The new seedlings will be washed away if this goes on.
He can be so stubborn sometimes.
He's not the only one. Like father, like son.
What do you mean? Nicholas?
Have you looked at him lately? He's got that same grim expression on his face.
The urge to succeed at all costs. I know what you mean.
He's doing his duty and he hates it and he feels guilty for hating it, so he works even harder.
He should never have resigned his commission. But he's determined not to let his father down.
And he's too proud to admit he's made a mistake. That's what I mean. He's stubborn. It runs in the family. Minster was just the same. Listen to me, Alice. Isn't there something you can do to help? You know all the right people. Couldn't you just pull some string?
Oh, he'd never forgive me if I interfered.
Well, if you won't do something, then I shall have to.
It's no good, Mama. There's nothing anyone can do. I've been trying already about Caroline. I spent a whole day going round the Foreign Office, seeing people, and it hasn't done a scrap of good.
Caroline Gaunt, stand up, please.
Why should I? I said I'd come and answer questions, but you've no right to keep me here. I've done nothing wrong.
You will do as you are told. We have an American visitor on a tour of inspection. Come in, please, Mr. Hanson.
Scott! Oh, thank goodness. Are you all right? Have you really recovered? I mean,
hold your tongue. Well, sir, is this the girl you knew in England?
Yes, this is Caroline Gaunt. No doubt about that.
Oh, I was so worried about you. I didn't see you again after...
Our arrangement's being made to have her sent back to England.
There's no decision about that as yet. It was agreed she should be held here, awaiting further instructions.
Well, she should be moved as soon as possible. I happen to know this young woman has connections among the highest political circles in London. And when it comes to stirring up trouble, she'll stop at nothing.
What are you talking about? It's not true!
Keeping her here could be dynamite. The perfect excuse the British government are looking for to support Franco. You must get rid of her immediately.
It's not as simple as that, Mr. Hanson. I haven't got the authority to release her. I shall have to telephone head office for instructions.
Fine, go ahead and call them. I'll keep an eye on her until you get back.
Very well. But I warn you, this may take some time.
How could you? Why did you tell him such lies?
Okay, he's gone. I'm sorry about that, but I had to make sure he trusted me.
Oh, I didn't realize... Did you know I was at Villa Paz when they brought you in?
Sure. When I came round, Matron told me what had happened. I made a good recovery. I was one of the lucky ones. And as soon as they let me out, I made my way here. So how they've been treating you?
Oh, it's not too bad. The food's disgusting. But I'm allowed to have a shower and go to the toilet. The only other time I get out is when I'm taken to Daryl's office every afternoon for the Spanish Inquisition.
What?
Sorry, joke. No torture, unless you count the gramophone. I don't know who it belongs to, but he only has 3 records.
What's Daryl been saying to you?
Oh, he keeps asking me the same questions, and I keep telling him the truth. Then he says I'm lying. It gets a bit monotonous.
Well, that's all over now. Is that your bag? Okay, let's go.
But you said you'd wait here until
I was lying. He could take all day getting through the head office, and when he does, there's no knowing what they'll decide. Let's not take any chances.
But how will we get out of here?
You don't seem to realize I'm a famous left-wing journalist. You watch the guys on the gate salute when we walk past. And there's a cab rank right across the street.
Where are we going?
The railroad station. Once we're across the border and into France, you'll be safe.
Of course I shan't go.
Go where, Pop?
The Royal Garden Party, the gilt-edged cards, arrived this morning. Hmm. Their Majesties have invited all 4 of us.
Very kind of them, just at the beginning of our busiest season on the farm.
Your mother can make my apologies on health grounds.
You're an imposter.
You haven't looked so fit for years.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. All the same, I shall politely decline.
Do you think I could do the same?
Certainly not. It's practically a royal command.
But there are 100 things to be done.
I'm sure Ken Stubbs and I can manage without you for one day.
Well, we'll talk about it after dinner. That's if we ever get dinner. Where is everyone this evening?
I think your mother's on the phone, and Polly didn't get back from Medford until a few minutes ago.
Oh, again? If you ask me, Polly ought to spend less time on that business of hers and a bit more time with her children. Why should you have to look after them all day and every day?
Don't exaggerate. Anyway, I enjoy it.
That's hardly the point, is it?
Nick, we've been through all this. Polly's been like a lost soul since Richard died. If I can help her at all, I'm very glad. And if this new job is giving her something to do, something to build on, perhaps that's what she needs, a chance to begin again.
I hope you're right. Richard's death hit us all very hard, but it was far worse for Polly. Things like that aren't forgotten easily. The police, the questions, the inquest, and at the end of it all, wrong verdict.
Wrong?
I thought Morrissey left a written confession.
Yes, he did, but I knew him slightly, and somehow such a thing, it wasn't in his character.
I'm sorry, have I kept you all waiting?
Alice, my dear, you've been crying. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing's the matter. I've just had the most wonderful news.
Your telephone call?
It was Caroline ringing from France. She's in a little hotel somewhere in the Pyrenees. She's safe and well.
Those darn insects keep up such a racket. Shall I close the shutters?
If you like.
Oh, that's better. What are they, anyhow? Crickets?
Cicadas. Ah. Same sort of thing, only bigger.
So, how's the family? All okay?
They're fine. Pa hasn't had any more heart trouble.
That's good. I'm sorry about this room. It's the only one they had left.
What's wrong with it? Not exactly deluxe, but after the Karl Marx, it'll be paradise.
I meant the bed, but don't worry, I'll take the armchair.
Why should you?
I'm being chivalrous. Otherwise, I'd suggest we toss for it.
It's a good big double. Plenty of room for both of us.
Well, if you're sure. Well, I guess we both need a good night's sleep. Do you want the side next to the wall, or do you want...
It doesn't matter. I'm exhausted anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, it's a bit lumpy. Tell me honestly, do you snore?
Well, not as far as I know. And I'll try not to collide with you.
All right. I still feel guilty about running away.
Well, you didn't really have any choice.
Just when things are going badly for the brigade. What do you think will happen?
Well, Madrid can't hold out much longer. Then it's only a matter of time before Barcelona collapses as well. I never told anyone this, but the Republicans haven't got a hope in hell. Franco's mob are trained soldiers. They're running our guys ragged. Eventually they'll wipe us out.
I used to think it was going to be a glorious crusade, and now it's turning into a glorious failure.
Oh, we were right to get out. We couldn't have done any good by staying on.
I suppose not.
Funny. I thought I'd fall asleep the minute I hit the pillow. And here we are, still talking.
I'm wide awake, too. I suppose there's so much to say.
Well, tell me about the jail. What was it really like?
Not good. Daryl made things as difficult as he could, after hinting that he could arrange special privileges for me if I'd be nice to him.
Oh, jeez.
That's what he called it.
If I'd known that. So what did you do?
I didn't accept his kind offer, if that's what you mean.
No, I didn't mean
you
that.
You don't imagine I'd jump into bed with every man who...
What's so funny?
Me.
What?
Lying here beside you, being righteously indignant. In spite of appearances, I'm not like that.
Of course not.
That time you came to Eaton Square, I behaved very badly.
I thought I was in love with you, and I assumed you must be attracted to me, too. But I'm older and wiser now. Don't worry, I shan't throw myself at you again.
Carol.
What?
There's one thing you never realized. I didn't run out on you because I wasn't attracted. I was, very much. But you were still very young and very innocent. It wouldn't have been right.
Are you trying to tell me you wanted?
I wanted you like hell. I guess I was trying to do the honorable thing, and then, well, next time I met you. Well, how are things now between you and Paul Wayman?
That was a mistake. I realized eventually. It all finished last winter. I haven't seen him since.
Maybe I shouldn't ask you this, but God, is there someone else?
No. There's never been anyone else. Perhaps I shouldn't ask this either. But do you still want me?
I want you. And I love you.
I love you. And I want you.
It's definitely going to rain. What a pity.
Well, the minute it starts, we must make a beeline for the tea tent. We don't want to ruin our hats.
It's odd that their majesties should ask to speak to Nick and not you. It's not like them at all.
I really don't mind. Look, there are a couple of chairs. You sit here, and I'll go and forage for tea. I'll be as quick as I can.
Alice?
Yes?
Oh. It's Paul. Paul Wayman. Have I changed so much?
We are both a great deal older.
May I join you?
I don't think...
Please, just for a moment.
There's nothing to say.
I know you hate what I've done, but I must ask you, have you any news of Caro?
Doesn't she write to you?
She walked out on me, Alice. I know she went to Spain, but after that, I just need to know that she's safe.
She's not in Spain now. She's in France. I talked to her briefly on the phone. She's coming home, but I don't know when. And that's all I can tell you.
Thank God she's safe. I've been so worried.
I don't even know why she left you. What happened?
She found out about the twins. That was the end of it.
Paul. Paul, how could you after all these years? We vowed we'd never tell the children.
I had to. She realized something was wrong. I couldn't go on lying to her forever.
So that was it. Anyway, I suppose she might have guessed. Martin's beginning to look very like you.
I'm so sorry. I only wish...
Don't say any more. Please, leave me alone.
But my dear...
Just go. And I wish to God I'd never met you.
Here, you can't carry three cups. Let me help.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Have you seen their majesties?
I have. The king has offered me the post of equerry.
Oh, Nick!
He said that in view of the international situation, he's decided that his personal staff should be members of the armed forces. Of course, I explained that I'd resigned my commission, and he said he hoped I might have second thoughts about that.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You know, it happened. Apparently, it was all Bee's doing. She wrote and told her friend Queen Mary that I was stuck in the mud. How dare she interfere?
But you can't refuse an offer like that. It's what you want, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I told His Majesty I'd think it over, but...
Look out! There's going to be a stampede. Here comes your mother.
Yeah. Who's that with her?
I'm not sure.
Her face is familiar.
Quick, let's take cover
before we're both drenched.
Oh, there you are. Lady Cloudesley, may I introduce my son, Nicholas, and his wife, Jenny?
How do you do?
How do you do, Nicholas?
Jenny?
I think we've met before, haven't we?
Have we? I'm afraid I don't remember.
Lady Cloudesley often attends Her Majesty. Perhaps it was some royal gala.
There have been so many state occasions lately.
No, this was a long time ago.
Oh, I do wish it wouldn't do that. I'm such a coward about thunderstorms. Will you excuse me? I must go and find my husband. Perhaps I'll see you later.
We'll look out for you. Oh, poor dear, she looked quite terrified.
Here's your tea. Don't let it get cold.
Thank you. Well, what did His Majesty have to say?
He offered me a post as equerry.
Oh, darling, that's marvellous. You must be so pleased.
Oh, it's a great honour. And it would give me a chance to get back into uniform. Though I don't suppose I go to sea very often. Still, it would mean a certain amount of travel.
Oh, you'd love it. You know you would.
But how would you feel about me being away from home, Jenny? Jenny, what do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was miles away.
You're shivering. What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing. It was just Lady Cloudesley.
My dear, hadn't you better sit down? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I'm all right. It's just that I know I've met her before. Somewhere.
In episode 5 of Crown Papers, Alice was played by Dinah Sheridan and William by Geoffrey Whitehead. Nicholas, Mark Straker. Jenny, Helena Breck. And Old B, Margaret Rawlings. Caroline was played by Deborah Makepeace and Scott Hansen by Colin McFarlane. Lady Cloudesley, Susan Sheridan. Paul Wayman, Philip Sully. Daryl, Nigel Carrington. American matron, Jane Whittenshaw. And American nurse, Adjoa Ando. Crown Papers is directed by Tracy Neal.